Exam Objectives Fast Track, Chapter 3, Designing Active Directory Forests and Domains. In previous versions of Active Directory, if you needed to set different password or lockout policies for different groups of users, you needed to create a multi-domain environment. Windows Server 2008 fine-grained password policies allow you to create different password or lockout policies based on security group membership. Remember, you use ADSEEdit to create and apply fine-grained password policies. If your company has different schema requirements, you will need to design a multi-forest environment, as Active Directory allows only a single schema per forest. Create your OU design for delegating administrative control and for group policy linking. An object can be in only one OU, so ensure the OU that object has been placed in will not compromise security. Forest and domain function levels tell Active Directory what features will and will not be available. Set the domain function level at the highest available level, that is, the level of your lowest domain controller. Once the domain function levels are set, set the forest function levels to the level of your lowest domain. Once these levels are raised, they cannot be lowered, and you cannot reverse the action of raising the function level. Also, if you set the function level higher than your lowest domain controller, then you will lose functionality. Active Directory topology. Operations masters are also known as flexible single master operations, or FSMO roles. There are 5 operations master roles. The schema master and the domain naming master are forest-wide. This means that there is one schema master and one domain naming master per forest. The PDC emulator, the RID master, and the infrastructure master are all domain-wide. This means that there is one in each of the domains in the Active Directory forest. Site links connect the Active Directory sites for replication, query, and FSMO traffic. The option to bridge all site links is enabled by default. Only disable this if your network is not fully routed, or if you wish to set your own replication objects in Active Directory sites and services. Disabling this could cause a domain controller in one site to not find a domain controller in another site. Subnet objects tell Active Directory where the domain controllers are in relation to the other servers and workstations on the network. By defining subnet objects in the location attributes, Active Directory builds a logical map of the physical network. By filling in the location attribute and setting the group policy Pre-populate Printer Search Location text, users can browse Active Directory for printers close to them and, based on their subnet, DNS, and other directory-enabled services, can direct the client to the server or service closest to them. Designing an Active Directory model. Active Directory groups can be used to assign permissions to objects or to send email to multiple users at one time. The scope of the group that you use will determine which users may be placed into them. The type of the group determines whether or not this group can be used for assigning permissions to resources or for email distribution only. Security groups are used for ACLs and SACLs, whereas distribution groups are used for email distribution lists. The global security group is the default group and can contain members from its own domain only, but can also be added to groups in each trusted domain. SACLs, or System Access Control Lists, are used for auditing. By default, Active Directory domain controllers audit changes made to Active Directory objects. In previous versions, only a change was logged. In Windows Server 2008, the previous and current values are also logged. That is because of the subcategories of Active Directory auditing. These subcategories are all enabled by default, but can be disabled by using an auditpol.exe command line. If you wish to audit Active Directory changes, except for minor changes like description or comment sections, use ADSEEdit to modify the search flags attribute of the attribute you do not want to audit. Frequently Asked Questions. Question: all of this planning seems like a lot of work. I just have a small company with a single domain. Do I still need to plan? Answer: yes. While it may seem like a lot of work, the proper planning is necessary. You need to know what to expect, you need to have a fallback plan, and you need to be prepared if you ever decide to take your company to the next level. Question. I have been working with Windows Server Systems since Windows NT 4.0. I have been using Active Directory since Windows 2000, and currently use Windows Server 2003 Active Directory. Why do I still have to plan? Answer. There have been many changes since the days of NT 4.0, but you still need to plan whether you're going to do an in-place upgrade or a clean installation of Windows Server 2008. You need to be prepared for the RODC and ADRMS if you decide to use them. Planning will help you make those decisions. Question. We still use Windows NT 4.0 and know we will be doing a clean installation and creating all of our users and groups from scratch. Do we still need to assess our current environment? Answer. Yes. You have decided not to use your current servers and technology, but still need to be aware of your business units, any legal compliance issues within your industry, security, and the namespace that you will use, and so on. Question. When we upgraded from Windows 2000 Active Directory to Windows Server 2003, we did all this planning. Can we go back to that assessment instead of reassessing our environment? Answer. More than likely, things have changed since then. When you upgraded from Windows 2000 to Windows Server 2003, you upgraded to many new features of Active Directory. Now there are even more new features. There have been many changes since Windows 2000, and so the assessment you did then, even though it was thorough, will not answer all of the questions that now need to be answered. Today's Active Directory gives us fine-grained password policies, RODCs, and the ability to take a snapshot of Active Directory at different times. Since these features were not available previously, your assessment did not take them into consideration.